Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome to 92.9 The Game, the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, Thomas Dimitroff, who joins us this morning. Hey, Thomas.
Thomas, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing? You good?
Yes, busy.
I can imagine. Thomas, with the success that the offense had last year, or the ranking that the offense had last year, how tough was it to move on from Coach Sarkisian?
You know, Sark's a good football man and a creative guy, and he worked really hard and well with our group, and Matt and Julio and the crew, you know, responded well to him. I think any time that you have a head coach looking at, you know, the entire package and the entire staff, that's never easy to lose someone, but I know that Dan and our organization did what we thought was the best for the entire group moving forward, meaning that, you know, you have a new and very veteran offensive coordinator coming in here, and that person in Dirk Cutter is going to be really good for this offense, keeping it focused, keeping it disciplined and accountable. I think that's what the offense needs to continue to be prolific.
Falcons General Manager Thomas Dimitroff, once you made the decisions to move on from Keith Armstrong and Steve Sarkisian and Mark Weinmanuel and bring in the new coaches that you brought in, you have a staff now, Thomas, that is made up of three former offensive coordinators of the Atlanta Falcons, and now with, if you include Coach Quinn, four head coaches in the NFL on the current staff. You are bucking kind of the convention where everybody else seems to be reaching for that 30-something-year-old non-head coach who can come in and light it up like Sean McVay. Was this the intention to go with this kind of veteran group of coaches?
Yeah, no question. To my earlier point, this organization has a lot of energy. Obviously, Dan sets the tone with the way that he is as far as being passionate and fiery about this football game and about this, you know, game in general. And I think the addition of veteran coaches with a very, you know, upbeat group of football players and coaches, again, is a really good balance. I believe in it 100%. I look back on my earlier years as a general manager, and I remember wanting a whole bunch of young guys in that staff talking about players. And it's amazing when you start to, you know, sprinkle in the right veteran talent in the coaching and the personnel staff. It's really, really important for perspective. And I think not only the perspective, but the ability of the coaches that we've added, I think is going to be very beneficial to this group.
Now, Thomas, over the past few years since I've been here, you've kind of followed a pattern of the way that you conduct business as far as free agencies are concerned. Well, free agents are concerned is you know, getting offensive linemen in free agency and, you know, building through the draft with your young defensive line. Is it safe to say that same pattern is going to be followed this year as well?
Well, I think look, we look at it, and I know I repeat myself every year, but it is truly how we look at it. We try to figure out the values on both sides, whether it is free agency or the draft. In our minds, I mean, I think that you've seen a wave in the NFL right now where people are now investing in interior offensive linemen in free agency, though a lot more expensive than when you played, when you see some of the numbers. Some of the guys that may be perceived as midline starters are making a lot of money at the offensive guard position. That said, they may be a much better value in the end, financially, I'm talking about, than, you know, going out in free agency and trying to acquire a tackle. Tackles are expensive. So the point is, I think you need to look at both sides, draft and free agency, and see how it all plays out, considering the financial elements as well.
Thomas Dimitroff joining John and Hugh. Speaking of that, the draft in April, is your big board settling in? I know that you can't know at the position you're at who's going to, you know, be available to you, but you have a pretty good idea of going to the combine, what the game plan is here in terms of interior alignment. Is that going to be the focus, or is it a position situation, or is it best player available?
You know, we are definitely, you know, based off of, you know, our philosophy here has and will continue to be based off of need. Now, that said, of course, we're not going to make any, you know, flippant or you know, unintelligent moves as far as, looking at a player of talent that we think could benefit our team. That said, we're not going to go out and draft a, you know, quarterback, the first pick overall that we have, of course. So, you know, again, that depends on how it all plays out. Like, honestly, last year, we had a lot of focus on offensive line going into the draft as well. And there was, you know, I'd mentioned this before, there was a run on offensive linemen early, and then we were very fortunate to be staring down the barrel of a guy like Calvin Ridley, and we made that move. But things are always changing. You can go into a draft with a big, strong, very definitive philosophy, and yet you also have other elements and other scenarios in your pocket that you know can happen if picks go a certain way. So to answer your question, our focus will be continue to be on the sides, both sides of, you know, big and strong inside, and we need to continue to look there. Again, that said, if something comes available that will, you know, bolster our athletic positions on the field, then we will consider it as well.
How high do cornerbacks rate on your draft board this year for you?
How high? I'm sorry, Hugh?
Yes, how high? Like you know, it's order of like, say, necessity for your team. How high? Where is that position for you on your draft board this year, if you could talk about that?
Well, I think, you know, it's another strong consideration for us because, again, in my mind, I think you can never have too many corners. We always talk about depth. You know, that position, it is important. Not only do you need one and two, you need one, two, and three, and quite honestly, you need four as well when you're playing dime. You need to be very, very focused on how you put together your secondary. I think, you know, last year we came in thinking very highly of our secondary, and, you know, we also drafted, you know, when we went in the draft in the second round, and we end up pulling a corner that we thought was going to be very, you know, fit in very well with us and has excellent ball skills. That's something that we will continue to look at. We know that Kazee has done a really good job for us as well. So where he situates on the field will depend on what we do in the draft or in free agency at that position. So, again, depth at that position is vital.
Falcons General Manager Thomas Dimitroff with John and Hugh talking about the Falcons and where they stand now here. 2 months ahead of the opening of free agency, Thomas, you've done the coaches. You've settled that issue for the moment. So that's done. You can check that off your board here. Next up, your own free agents. Where do we stand with Grady, with Julio, and with your own free agents in terms of reworking deals or cuts to make room for cap room?
Well, I've mentioned this a number of times. I mean, Grady is our focus coming out of this season. He was our focus, and we tabled it last, you know, during the season because we didn't want to be, you know, distracting anyone. He was a complete warrior about it. I mean, to his credit, I can't say enough about how Grady approached the season. You know, he is a soldier 100% and a warrior, and that's great. We would love to have him back for years to come. Not only is he an important part, as you know, on the field, but he's an important part off for us. So we'll continue to work on that. I've also mentioned that, you know, I have had ongoing conversations with CAA about both Grady and Julio. They both are with CAA, so it's convenient. It's not a one-stop shop, believe me, but it can be good. I have a good working relationship with them as with Todd France and Jimmy Sexton. And so we have conversations. Those will be focuses, of course. We have a number of other free agents that we need to take care of. But, again, it will be contingent on how we take care of these guys right now at the front end of our priority list because, of course, you know, you only have a certain amount of money, right? And we all know how that goes. And we have some expensive people on this football team. So it comes down to creativity as well.
Talking with Thomas Dimitroff, is it your intention to be able to free up enough money to make a splash in free agency again this year?
Well, you know, I think splash is a definition it's loose for me because some years splashes are making legitimate free agent renegotiations within your own and re-signings with, you know, within your own team because that's very important for us. We want to retain the guys that we know are going to be beneficial for us for years to come. As far as going out in the market, you know, we have a keen eye on it right now. But sometimes, again, that splash can be a really good midline guy at a position that we know is not a real flashy position, but it's a guy that's going to help potentially, you know, Matt throw a ball or you know, whoever on the team accomplish what they need to accomplish. So we will be looking directly into free agency, but I'm not exactly sure, you know, if we're going to be you know, first day participants, or we're going to let it settle a little bit.
Well, it's going to be certainly a fascinating offseason for all of us Falcons fans, Thomas. To end this, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning, your kind of first thoughts about next season and what, you know, what you have to clean up. What is the priority area? Is it, everybody agree, offensive line, or is it just kind of a general offensive thing? What's the number one area for you?
Well, again, I would say on both sides, both fronts are going to be important for us to make sure that we're not only building and shoring up the people that we already have, and they need to, you know, report ready to go and achieve consistently, but also make sure that we have the proper depth, because both of those positions, especially on the defensive line, it's a rotation for sure. The offensive line, you know, guards and tackles can go down, and you know, a team knows that they need to have a depth talent to step up, you know, and be a spot starter particularly. It's not always easy to get depth that are, you know, again, starters. You usually can't get a second and third wave of offensive linemen who are starters, as we've said before, and you know this. Those players are going somewhere else, and they're making multi-million dollar contracts if they are, you know, full-on frontline starters. So It's just being very particular about how you work your depth and make sure that they are ready if they are called upon.
Thomas, appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thank you very much. Very fascinating offseason. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Always appreciate it, gents. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.